This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bakhmut's city in eastern Ukraine has been the focus of a Russian attack for 6 months in the war's longest and bloodiest battle. Little known outside Ukraine before the war, it has grown into a symbol of the country's fortitude and perseverance in the face of the Russian invasion. The Ukrainian leadership again vowed this week to keep defending Bakhmut, but some observers have warned that holding on to the city could be too dangerous and costly for Ukraine. Troops from Russia's Wagner Group military company have spearheaded the Russian offensive, marching on the corpses of their own troops, as Ukrainian officials put it. Ukrainian authorities hailed the city as the Fortress Bakhmut. A court in Moscow has sentenced a student activist to 8.5 years in prison for social media posts criticizing Russia's war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
23-year-old Dmitry Ivanov was accused and convicted of spreading false information about the Russian army, which was made a criminal offense under a new law that Russian lawmakers rubber-stamped a week after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. Ivanov's social media posts on his Telegram channel had called Russia's campaign in Ukraine a war and had talked about Russian forces attacking civilians and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. The legislation has been used to prosecute individuals who deviate from the government's official narrative of the conflict that the Kremlin insists on calling a special military operation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And again, the city in Ukraine has been the focus of Russian attacks for 6 months in the war's longest and bloodiest battle. Little known outside of Ukraine before the war, it has grown into a symbol of the country's fortitude. This is VOA News. The Federal Reserve's chief is signaling bigger interest rate hikes than previously projected if the economy stays strong. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Fed's looking for the economy to cool as it fights high inflation. But Chair Jerome Powell says the latest economic data are stronger than expected,
which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Powell's testimony to a Senate panel raises the possibility the Fed will boost its key interest rate by a half percentage point later this month, double the hike it made early last month. Powell says while inflation has been moderating, there's a long way to go, and it'll likely be bumpy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The four Americans missing in Mexico have been found, AP Washington correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
Two of the Americans missing since they were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico last Friday are dead, says an official in Mexico. Two others are alive, though one is wounded. The FBI had been searching with Mexican authorities for the missing Americans. A relative of one of them said they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck. Shortly after driving into Mexico on Friday, they were caught in the crossfire of rival cartel groups. A video showed them being loaded into the back of a pickup truck by gunmen. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, used water cannon and tear gas against thousands of demonstrators who fear draft law of the so-called foreign agents would hurt the country's effort to join the EU. We get more details on VOA's Marissa Melton.
Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili said in a video address on Tuesday that she supports demonstrators who took to the streets after Parliament gave its initial backing to a draft law on foreign agents. Critics say the proposal represents an authoritarian shift. Speaking from New York City, where she's on an official visit, Zurabishvili expressed her intention to veto the law if it crosses her desk. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is preparing to relax COVID-19 testing restrictions for travelers from China as soon as Friday. That's according to two people familiar with the decision who were not authorized to speak on it. They say the administration has decided to roll back the testing requirements as cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are declining in China, and the U.S. has gathered better information about the surge. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.